Soon, cells will be precisely programmed.
Viruses can be reprogrammed. They're essentially software. Think of them as apps for your cell phone.
And coding with DNA will no longer be just for expensive laboratories, but also for home use.
Come check out where CRISPR kits are being made.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Sunday, December 27th, 2020. Thank you for joining me today for this special Sunday show. And it will actually be quite short like the last one we did. This is just something I had to get out to talk about today. It's only two actual topics we're going to get into, one of which we actually talked about yesterday, which I can't believe how often that keeps happening, where we just talk about something that just passes my mind and it happens the very next day. Very interesting. Now, I had a really great interview earlier with Taylor Hudak today, which I'm probably going to release tomorrow in regard to Assange. I was supposed to have an interview with Dabu right now, but I have a family thing that I'm supposed to go to in like an hour, so I won't be able to do that today. But all these interviews will be coming to you soon. But today we're specifically going to be talking about an interesting development from a nurse in Tennessee with a vaccine that she claims caused Bell's palsy and shows you in her video. And as well as an interesting development in the Nashville bombing that is being driven in my mind, pointed at 5G conspiracy theorists, despite what I see apparently no evidence pointing in that direction, which is what's called confirmation bias, right? If you have a conclusion that you then seek out data for, that's not how you investigate something. And now any detective or researcher would tell you that. What you do is you find facts and then you follow those facts to their conclusion, not the other way around. But it seems like that's what's happening here. But, you know, there's information that I may not be privy to, so I'll leave it to you to make up your own mind, as anybody honest should be telling you, such as the opposite of what mainstream does. But let's start off with this very important discussion of this nurse. And it's this, I have to be honest, just a heads up before, I'm not playing it straight away. I'll talk, show you some things first, but there's some, this is quite upsetting. It's quite disconcerting to see what she's claiming happened to her. And again, these are just her claims, right? But it's important. I mean, what's funny is this is a nurse, right? So she's a hero, according to the mainstream media, that we should be believing no matter what, except when she says something that they don't agree with. Sort of how you're not allowed to challenge the WHO and up until they say something the media doesn't like and then they challenge them. Funny how that works. But here's where this is on December 14th. And by the way, this whole discussion is why Spiro got suspended on Twitter, who I also just interviewed on Rockfin exclusively, which you can check out on my channel on Rockfin. But we talk about how he got censored and how this is all going forward. What happened was Spiro shared this and shared an image of Bell's palsy for reference. Nowhere did he claim that that's the picture of the people. Now, other people on Twitter picked it up and shared that, saying that, whether it was from Spiro or not. And that's somehow now his fault because other people are... The point is the media does this all the time. The media will show you a gun range in Kentucky and tell you it's in Syria, or hospitals overflowing when in fact they're not in the location they say they are, and so on and so on. So apparently it's okay for them to do contextual videos and claim that they're the opposite, whereas Spiro will give you a contextual image and not claim that that's what... that this is the people. Right, you see the double standard, the contrary, the hypocrisy there. The point is that what they're using to debunk this story is the claim that the images in this tweet, well, here's the one that I argue took what other people were saying and misrepresented it, actually saying that these were people in the, which that wasn't the case. This is an image of Bell's palsy you'll find online just by searching Bell's palsy. Okay, now the point is this article says these people are lying. So anybody who doesn't research past the headline is going to think, okay, well, this didn't happen. The Bell's palsy was a fake news conspiracy theory story. That's not true. They say this right in their own article that actually happened. According to the FDA, it says that basically that Bell's palsy was reported in 4 vaccine participants, none in the placebo group. Okay, but their claim is, well, because this somewhat matches the general frequency of Bell's palsy in populations, we're going to just not look any further and act like this is no big deal. Which could be the case,
But the fact that these people, all in the same trial, who never had history of this before and never saw any indication they were getting this, all of a sudden just developed it throughout this process, but that's just natural, we're supposed to be told. It's just, it always errs on this side in regard to protecting the gospel of vaccines. But of course, when it's in regard to COVID-19 or anything else, well, I don't, if they die 30 days later and they were completely cured and they die in a car accident, we'll still call that COVID-19 just to be safe. But apparently they don't want to just to be safe in regard to vaccines. Funny how that works. But the point is here, they're stating that these people had this and it happened in the trial, but most people walk away thinking it's fake news because this is a fact check. The point is they're saying these people are not the people in the trial, hence fact check, fake news. That's an obvious manipulation of the information. Here's RT pointing out that the volunteers very clearly did develop facial paralysis after taking this COVID-19 jab. And they were even using, they even said, well, because of that, we're going to continue to surveil cases in your body. But and then out of the other side of your mouth, act like it's completely ridiculous. And there's no reason to think that you should be worried about such an obvious tying side effect, of which they in fact warn about in their adverse side effects documentation. But you know, it's all completely coincidental. Here is a PolitiFact article saying why you shouldn't worry about getting Bell's palsy from Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It says four of the vaccinated trial participants in the clinical trial study developed Bell's palsy, a form of temporary facial paralysis, which that's not always the case, by the way. But it says the post, temporary mind is the point. The post features a screenshot of the FDA document and a photo of three people purported to have Bell's palsy, which, not purported, this is an obvious image that comes directly from a Bell's palsy website, a medical site. All right, so it's just funny how everything is in question here, and it, you know how easy it would have been for them to confirm that image was in fact real? They don't care about that. They want to make it seem as flimsy as possible when they want it to. That's not doing your job, PolitiFact. It says this photo does not actually depict people involved in the vaccine trial. Nobody said that other than people who just shared their own tweet who had nothing. And nobody said that in regard to who they're trying to debunk right now is the point. Such as people like Spiro who were suspended for doing good journalism about this topic. He says this photo does not actually depict them. It dates back to at least 2019. Oh, debunked. Nope. Not even close. The post was flagged as part of Facebook's efforts to combat false news and misinformation. So people read this and they see the big warning and they think the whole story is fake. It says the post does contain some actual accurate information. Uh-oh, four people vaccinated with the coronavirus vaccine did develop Bell's palsy, which we know. It's not a secret. Surveillance for cases of Bell's palsy of larger groups are continuing. However, which is the point here, they say posts like these mislead by seeming to imply that the Pfizer vaccine caused Bell's palsy. Wait a minute, didn't they just tell us that the vaccine trial had Bell's palsy and they're not, and based on just the assumption that it's prevalent in the population to that same degree, that is probably what happened, but yet they're still surveilling people just in case? So pretty clearly that we don't know for sure. Yet they're saying because they suggested it might be the case, even though we haven't ruled it out, we're saying that's misleading. How in the world is it misleading to suggest that that's possible when you yourself just said that it might be possible? Talk about Orwellian. So far, there's no evidence of a direct link. Yes, but there's no evidence there's no evidence is the point. We haven't found out whether or not it is or is not. You don't just get to play one side of this, sort of how you pretend that there are false negatives, but not false positives. It's funny how this whole thing is about choosing your facts, but we're the fake news conspiracy theorists. Posts like this mislead people, and the point is, they're true, right? Here's the true information about the FDA saying that they had Bell's palsy occur in this trial. But it misleads them by they think the image seems to imply that that's what happened. Think about how ridiculous that is. So they're telling us they know what we're thinking? Wow. Apparently so. But let's jump to the main point here, guys, as they're screaming at you not to worry about this very alarming thing that seems to be rooted in the evidence. Here's what a nurse from Nashville, Tennessee had to say in her post.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just kind of embarrassing for it. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Gosh darn it, that's heartbreaking to watch. Now, to be clear, to understand here, this is the claim that she's making, okay? The point here is that we know that this has already occurred, and we know that this is possible based on the adverse events, and the idea that this is, and of course, to follow the idea of her saying that they don't care about you and so on, those are obviously her opinions. But the idea that we're being told that this is not something to consider, as they're telling us on the media, right? That you shouldn't even be paying attention to this. Here's why you shouldn't care about these obvious things that are in fact being shown to us happening. And that's, of course, to just ignore for the moment the numerous examples of this very government continuing to lie to us and test on us and trick us about vaccines, whether it's H1N1 2009 or 1976 or anthrax or any number of examples of them continuing to do these kind of things where they do not tell you what's happening and then pretend like you're crazy for pointing out what actually happened. Now, all of that is the point is, guys, there's plenty of people out there who are telling you what they're seeing. There's plenty of people saying, look, we are dealing with this, or I'm experiencing this. I have this happening. I can't get out of bed. I mean, all kinds of people in the government having massive allergic reactions, potentially being intubated because of their allergic reactions due to this PEG that potentially 70% of people could have severe reactions to. But regardless of any of it, well, don't worry. Here, this is December 27th. Remember that fake news story that's totally not going to happen? If you want to travel next year, you may need a vaccine passport. You mean that totally fake news thing that's not supposed to exist? That we got censored for actually talking about? Like, do you not realize how incredible it is that we're staring at this as I have at least 3 or 4 videos that have been removed just for talking about the reality of vaccine passports? But now because they're allowed to say it, okay, well, now it's real. But guess what doesn't happen? Those videos don't get reinstated. They don't apologize and say you were correct all along. No, because it's not about the truth. It's about the control of the flow of information. Because they didn't want you to think about vaccine passports until they convinced you that they were really trying to do the good thing first. But now because it didn't work, well, now we have to do that. The truth is this was the plan all along. That's what we need to see. They're telling us right here, very clearly, that this is coming. That they're telling you that this will be the future. The Common Pass app, the vaccine trust, or all these different things we continue to see. These have been built from the moment this started. There's no way that these things could not have been. And by the way, it's easy to look up. Most of these companies have been building these things before this all started. And people were resistant to it. Well, guess what? They're a little more open to it now. Just a happy coincidence, I guess. Those things are hard to watch. But we need to continue to be open-minded and ask questions about how truly alarming the situation is. The lack of transparency, the rushed experimental injections without the proper trials, on and on and on, but we're crazy. We're not doing what's right for society, despite the international law telling us that our personal autonomy and agency is more important than the collective society and science, according to UNESCO's document that says literally that. Or the fact that you have the right to consent or not and remove that consent at any time, for any reason, without repercussion or disadvantage. That's a direct quote. But, you know, as I keep saying, when's the last time our government cared about international law? It's all about what they want to achieve. As we're watching people, I could go off forever about this. The point was today, this was meant to be a shorter show, and I want this information to get out. So help spread this information, and not just to say that this one thing means everything, but just to realize that we are being misled. If this is a nurse, a person who is being told, like, again, to make that point again, she's a hero, right? According to our media, she's a hero, but people will attack her because she said this. So is she a hero only when she says what you agree with, or is she a hero by default because of her position, which is sort of your argument, which, by the way, is also stupid. Just because you're a nurse doesn't make you a hero. Just because you're a cop doesn't make you a hero. Being a hero makes you a hero. That's what they're trying to manipulate. and say, just by virtue of being in this position, we're good people. And that's not true. That's what they want you to think about them, about doctors, about scientists, about authority figures. There are bad people in all of these positions. There's also good people in all of these positions. The point is, their actions are what make them what they are. But this person will be disparaged, attacked, and dismissed because she dared to tell you what happened to her and show you what happened to her and how she is potentially, who knows how long it will go, potentially living with this forever is what my finished thought was. But please get this information out. There's one more point that I wanted to make today, which is, of course, in regard to Tennessee and exactly what we just talked about yesterday. As I said, here it is. Once again, I was talking about this just last night. Everything about this situation feels suspect. Hashtag FBI, hashtag problem, reaction, solution. And the article reads, FBI probing if 5G paranoia was behind Nashville Christmas bombing. Okay, so if they're probing this as, you know, detectives and investigators, then we should assume that means they've got evidence that led them there, right? Because that's how it's supposed to work. They don't just sit around a table and go, what about 5G? That seems to be a thing today. Let's just dig in and see if we find something there. Now, I mean, you could argue that may be an avenue if you've got no other ways to go. But when you look for something, if you have a conclusion and then seek out things to confirm it, you will find something. It's called confirmation bias. So check out how this article reads. It'll probably knock you out of your chair. I actually had to reread this a couple times just to make sure I wasn't missing something. It says FBI agents working with Nashville's Christmas bombing, working in the Nashville Christmas bombing, are asking around about whether Anthony Quinn Warner, a local computer expert named as a person of interest, was paranoid about 5G technology, according to a report. Now, already, by the way, I said this also in a previous show, already this guy's name is everywhere. He's a person of interest. They haven't even... The idea that they can just float someone's name and make them a criminal, in the court of public opinion before anything ever happens is so disgraceful, but they do it every time. Of course, only when they want you to talk about it. There's been incidents in the past of Boston and different examples where they let these things out and it went crazy through the media and it ruined people's lives who had nothing to do with it. Now, the idea is that this is something that they're looking into. Why? Because of this whole narrative. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not the person, or if that, of course, according to them, if there even is a person, but it just simply shows you the willingness they have to keep you interested in moving forward on this story, dripping out the data, just like we've seen before in other examples, like Las Vegas or any other scenario where they continue to just kind of drip out these things to keep you invested. Now, remember, again, I really need people to recognize how obvious it is that this was a breaking national story before we even knew what was happening. The moment we heard about this, suddenly the whole country was talking about this. Yes, it's an explosion, and yes, it's a big deal in that regard. But as I pointed out, there was an explosion in Baltimore a day and a half before this that injured 21 people, 9 of them critically. Nobody was talking about that. That wasn't instant national news. And my point is not because it ended, not the way this is ending up is why people would argue it is national news. But we didn't know all those details. We didn't know that this was a potential suicide or what they're telling us, or that it was a bomb and that there's an agenda, 5G, whatever. All we knew was something happened in Nashville. A bomb went off and it was instantly trending on Twitter. That seems wildly suspicious to me. And now, weirdly enough, what do you know? It turned out to be a huge story that seems to tie in with the larger agenda of cyber attacks and 5G and all these different things they're driving forward. That is the definition of suspicious. But now they're digging into this guy. Why? Well, because he might be a 5G conspiracy theorist. Based on what evidence? Well, let's find out. Agents are probing if Warner, 63 years old, feared that 5G technology was being used to spy on Americans. A source close to the investigation told NBC. Okay, so that's just something they pulled out of a hat? Maybe so. Let's find out. In another wrinkle to the case, investigators are looking into Warner's connection with a 29-year-old Los Angeles brunette named Michelle Swing. So they just jumped to another conversation. So I'm sure they'll follow up with the information to justify why they're asking these questions. Warner signed the deed to his $160,000 suburban Nashville home over to Swing for free last month, according to a county property records. Now, I'm going to show you an article in a minute that seems to justify or at least give you an answer to why that might have been the case. She told the Daily Mail, Swing, that the transfer happened without her knowledge. She declined to describe her relationship to Warner. Now, last Saturday night, the Mail reported that property records show Warner had transferred, yet another home to the mystery woman for no money. That one was worth $249,000, and it's on the same street as the first one. Now, Warner's possible fears of 5G, it says, of 5G technology. Here's the important part of this whole article. This is what they're writing in their article. Warner's possible fears. Possible fears. Based on what? Possible fears of 5G technology was also confirmed, they say. Also confirmed? Where was the first confirmation? But it was also confirmed by a Nashville real estate agent who told NBC he'd called the FBI Saturday after seeing the person of interest's name. Okay, so they're claiming that this person confirmed that there was a reason to suspect fears of 5G. That's literally what that sentence says. Here's what the next paragraph says. The real estate agent Steve, oh, the one after it, I'll read this one too. The real estate agent Steve Findrick reached out to investigators after realizing he hired a Tony Warner. So I wasn't even sure it was the same guy, just the name, to do IT work for him. So it turns out this guy is actually pretty smart in regards to technology. So that, you could argue that may be a grasping reason why they jumped to the 5G theory, but still nothing. Here's what it says in this paragraph next. The FBI agent he spoke to, we're talking about Steve, who called, who they're claiming confirmed the 5G fears. It says he spoke to the FBI agent and he asked if Warner was paranoid about 5G technology. Findrick told the NBC. Findrick said he told the agents that Warner never mentioned being afraid of 5G. What? Didn't they just say he confirmed the fears of 5G? Two paragraphs later, he says they never mentioned anything about being afraid of 5G. So how did he confirm that? Good journalism, guys. Always take note. Always make sure, Laura Italiano, make sure you know who's deceiving you, okay? Goes on to say, nice guy, you know? He was a techie guy. Don't mean anything negative about that. So no fears, no concerns. Good guy, you know, quiet. Didn't mention anything about 5G. Quote, he would do this thing and leave. He would do his thing and leave, or this thing. He didn't bother anybody. He did his thing and left. Last time Warner helped him was with an internet issue earlier in the month. He spoke of the fondness for camping. Uh-oh, a camper. Somebody who doesn't like to be part of a city. Oh, that's dangerous, right? All of the RVs, camping, all of this is about demonizing the concept of being outside the circle of the, you know, what they consider, you know, modern society. Right, people who want to live in a cabin or an RV or stay outside the cities, right? These are the dangerous ones. That's where this feels like it's going. Now, it says human remains recovered at the bomb site are still being DNA tested. Agents intend to swab Warner's mother to determine if he was a match. Now, isn't that interesting? What if you're this mother and you just don't want to comply? Do we understand that that's your right? But do you believe for one second that the current state that we're in this country, that that woman has any choice about whether they go in there and take her DNA just because of a theory they have? Which may be right. I just want to make that as a side point. Do you realize how far away we are from any semblance of constitutional rights? They're going to go grab her DNA, right? Maybe she'll comply. But I can promise you if she said no, they would get a court order. They would force her to do it, which should not be the case. It should be your choice of your body. Regardless of whether it hinders an investigation, that's superfluous. It's your body, your choice. But see, that's not how everything works today. They have convinced some of this society that the at-large concerns are more important. And then, of course, we just blindly take at face value that those at-large concerns are actually there and actually important. But sure, just trust authority, as the point was. But don't remember how they say, we confirmed this thing by talking to this guy. And this guy down here says, nope, no fears at all. But they confirmed it, though. Don't worry. This is good journalism. But I wanted to make sure I bring this up again today for this exact reason. This is exactly actually why I used an image sort of like this on the main one, you know, just to flip out the algorithms on YouTube and make everybody out there ignorantly assume that what I'm talking about is some kind of weird conspiracy theory, which is what all of the morons out there who blindly assume things based on what they're told will do. Just because it looks like, do you realize how stupid it is that the actual concept of 5G is a conspiracy theory in general? You talk about 5G on Twitter and you're a conspiracy theorist. They're literally building this right now. That's not a secret. That's what this video was about. There was a 5G bill signed into law by Donald Trump's administration during this coronavirus fiasco. That's what this video was about. But they censored it and even talked about it in a fact check, claiming that I was insinuating that there was the connection between COVID and 5G. Which, by the way, as I've said before, I've dug into the evidence and there's some interesting things there. But I wasn't convinced that that was necessarily the case, but I'm open to every possibility. The point was, in this video, all I was saying was that Trump did this secretly, quietly, under coronavirus chaos, which is 100% true. It had over 1 million views. Censored. How ridiculous. But this is why it's important to understand that this is something that they don't want you talking about. And something like this would very clearly undermine the reality of this happening, that they're built, that this is rolling out, right? This, we want to beat China. We want to roll out 5G. I mean, the fact that this is even, that you can even talk about this and be deemed conspiracy theory while Donald Trump is actively talking about beating China with 5G, it's just stupid. But this shows you the agenda. There's people out there that want to say this so you don't talk about it. And there's people out there that are just not smart enough to realize that it's very clearly happening. In any case, it is. And so this kind of thing is a way to undermine that and attack people who have genuine concerns about 5G. Genuine concerns. Now, before I forget, actually, I want to grab, I should have remembered to include this. Oh, look, it is right there. Perfect. This is a great documentary from Jarek Bros. He actually just released another one about the PCR illusion, which I'm going to probably do cover in a show going forward. I believe he and I are connecting in the next couple of days. Maybe we'll talk about it then. But this is very relevant to where we are. The 5G Trojan horse. These are genuine, realistic, scientific, and individual concerns that have nothing to do with conspiracy theory, that are verifiable, real concerns that are documented, and the lack of research and the lack of safety testing. You know, just like we're dealing with other vaccines. Go figure. But these are the real things that they want to make seem ridiculous by claiming something like, not even just like this, but just claiming that there are maniacs out there with conspiracy theories that are putting everybody in danger. That's what this is. Whether it was genuine, whether it turns out this guy, or whether it was a guy at all, it was an FBI plot, or however you want to look at it, the whole point was to make it seem like this is where it's going. Now, remember, by saying that, that's not ridiculous. As I pointed out in the last show, if I can grab it really quickly, that the FBI, as we've shown many times in the past, is involved with damn near every single terrorist act in one way or another. I said the links down here from yesterday, which, as always, I'll include them after the show today. Here we go. And this is really important to understand. I mean, this just never gets old for people, like, especially in the midst of all this, right? This is the reality. This is 6 years old, but government agents directly involved in most high-profile U.S. terror plots. Nearly all of the highest-profile domestic terrorism plots in the U.S. since 9/11, which again, as I said yesterday, was the beginning of this biosecurity revolution, featured in the direct involvement of agents or agents' informants. Right? So, and it says right here, some, and I would argue most of these sting operations were proposed or led by the informants, meaning they probably wouldn't have done it or possibly wouldn't have done it if the FBI wouldn't have driven them to do it. And I've shown you in the past how they manipulate less intelligent people, people who are lonely, and say, you know, convince them that they just want to be part of some group or an organization, such as they've done this with handicapped people, that they just want them to feel like they've got a community. And then they drive them to commit some terrorist act and say, well, he did it, so he's a criminal. Or you're the criminal for manipulating and socially engineering, or, you know, brainwashing people into bombing things. That seems like you're the terrorists. The FBI is manufacturing terrorism cases on a grand scale than ever before, right? So as we stare at this stuff, we need to realize the reality that this, or the possibility, to be clear, that this could actually be something just like that. If 90% of them are involved, then probably likely they're involved this time too. Do they have an agenda here? Clearly they do. But the questions are for you to ask. No, you will never hear me tell you as a matter of fact, unless I have the facts in front of me. But the idea that you're not allowed to ask these questions is embarrassing. That we would buy that. But to wrap this up here to finish, of course, going forward, we have Anthony Quinn Warner, person of interest in Nashville bombing. This is today, or yes, today. Was longtime resident with electronics expertise. So now it's expertise, which again seems to, here's what's interesting. Let's just say their narrative about this happening with a guy and hating 5G is what happened. Doesn't it seem interesting that this is a guy who has the expertise in exactly what they're claiming he tried to attack? Doesn't that seem to suggest that he would know about whether this was dangerous or not? Funny, right? But of course, that it's only, you know, they're only going to sell one narrative for you. But it says, Werner, 63, is a longtime Nashvillian who held several IT jobs throughout his life. Federal authorities are scouring the city for evidence of Juan Werner. Public records show, and apparently this family's been in Nashville for a long time. Public records show he had extensive experience with electronics and alarm systems. He recently worked on as an independent computer technician with the real estate firm Frederick and Clark. All right, these are all important little data points for people to think about and dig into and research. Google Street View images of Werner's home show a white RV parked behind a wooden fence in the property. So again, sort of demonizing the idea of just simply having an RV in a small way. And here's the image of the RV, supposedly, that this is the RV where it was. And as far as I can tell, it seems to be a pretty damn exact match. And this is the other side of it, understand, where the door is on this side. The one thing I noticed was the window being smaller. That's because the door is on this side. Seems to be the exact same thing. Just for you guys to see for yourselves. Now it says, but they say a similar RV, which I found very odd. This is today, understand. So is it the RV or is it a similar RV? If it's a similar RV, that doesn't seem to imply that it's the same RV, which definitely doesn't make any sense. Similar does not mean anything. If it's the similar, there's a lot of similar RVs, but is it the same RV? So if that doesn't, that could just be a poor choice of words, because it does seem to be exactly the same thing to me. But I find these things to be interesting. It's almost as if they want people like us to go, oh my gosh, and point out these things so they can turn around and go, look at your conspiracy theorist. If you believe that kind of counterintelligence doesn't happen in regard to us actively aiming that stuff at Americans, you know, Smith-Mundt Modernization Act and all, then you're just not paying attention. Authorities said the explosion came from the RV soon after a speaker system broadcast an urgent warning to evacuate the area. What I find interesting, because they're actively leaving out the part where apparently, because I saw multiple police report today that they had played the song Downtown. You know, the song we probably heard a million times, Downtown, and it's that's the song it was playing, apparently, reportedly by the police, before they started playing the evacuation music. Why is that being left out? Why did the video of that evacuation sound, I mean, look, it's a streaming video from some kind of camera in the area. Why didn't they give us the full video? Why didn't they show the part where it was singing Downtown first and then went there? Why was that kept? I mean, there's no reason. You could argue ongoing investigation, but that's not how that applies, right? If you find out, you know what kind of car the possible suspect has, you don't release that because they may notice and then change their car. But in regard to something like this, it seems like it's an intentional withholding of information that seems important to people to know. What if somebody heard that song and they go, oh, that means something to me. I know this guy, right? That's what should happen. But it seems like every point of this has been withheld and controlled, and just like any other past events that turned out to be suspect for very real reasons. But of course, anybody in the mainstream will just continue to yuck and laugh and point, regardless of how true it ends up being later down the line, because that's how these people operate. Now, court records show Werner was enmeshed in a family dispute when he transferred ownership of a second family home to himself about 1 month before his brother died. So it seems to suggest that the transferring of that land and house, according to this data, if this is true, was more about a personal dispute, and he knew this was going to happen, and he wanted to give the home to somebody that he cared about, as opposed to having it go back to his family, which is probably what would have happened if he has nobody in his life. So that makes sense to me. His mother filed a petition in February 2019 asking a judge to overturn the real estate transfer, arguing that Werner, who was his brother's power of attorney, acted in self-interest with the property transfer since it resulted in a personal financial gain. Whatever, so there's a dispute between family. So that whole point with the transfer of the home for $0 is being made out to be some kind of huge data point. It could be. I'm not seeing it yet. I'm not seeing how it ties in with this, but please tell me if you guys find anything else in this discussion. And of course, to finish, I just want to remind everybody about what Whitney has been talking about, what we talked about on our shows, that this feels like it's leading towards the obvious beginning discussion of all of this. The Iranian, you know, or Russian Chinese tie-in with some kind of cyber attack that would tie in with some kind of cyber bio attack, which of course is being tied in with the election, which would then all be tied back in with the COVID-19 technocratic control mechanism because of the cyber bio thing, because of the cyber aspect in general, because of technology and on, we can see how this all converges into one major drive of multiple agendas. So this is on the 23rd, Iranian cyber actors responsible for website threatening U.S. election officials, right? We have all these examples of them floating this idea about Iran and Iran being involved in all these different ways. And as John points out, right on time, add some white supremacist and we have ourselves a long ago prescribed false flag. Exactly. And here's what Star pointed out to me today, asking me to be careful because of where this location is. Thank you, Star. And she's right. I appreciate, you know, I just think it's, I appreciate that in general. I love the fact that we have such a loving community in here. I just want to point that out. That's the thought I had right there. It's just, it means a lot to me that you guys are such good people in this chat. I just mean that truly. But so Star shared this with me today. Breaking: Wilson County Sheriff's Office and FBI are investigating this white box truck on Murfreesboro Road in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is not the same location for me, after a call that it was driving through Rutherford County playing an evacuation message. Authorities have not confirmed whether that message played. Now, this is really preliminary, and this is coming from a mainstream reporter. But it seems to continue to tie in with this idea. Now, if this is happening, and we already showed you the weird story about the guy with the rocket launcher and the previous RVs, it seemed like more was supposed to happen that didn't. So if we're staring at this and it's continuing to happen, this could be a copycat, or it could be the continuation of an agenda to eventually tie this back to some kind of a foreign white supremacist concept that they've been pushing, which would then tie back in to the larger agenda of the election and everything else. And then, of course, when that ends up being tied in with the vaccine, whether they claim Iran attacked the infrastructure of the vaccines, or whether they attacked some kind of plant which caused a dangerous leak, or all the things they've already floated, that would perfectly tie everything back in together. And this is just my thought. As always, I hope you're smart enough and willing enough to think for yourself and not just trust what I'm saying, but research this information and come to your own independent conclusions about it. That's what this is all about. But all I can do is tell you what I see coming and what I think is happening. And you know what? Not to pat myself on the back, but we have a pretty damn good track record of being, you know, just intelligently diagnosing what seems to be happening. It doesn't mean you're always right. And it means without fail, I will always tell you that it's my opinion and just giving you that theory, which you will rarely find even in the independent media today. But I just hope that you will take the time to dig into this more and ask these questions. Now, I will also include the link I had to Derek's documentary so you guys can watch that for yourselves. Important information, but thank you all for being here today. It even went longer than I even wanted it to be honest, but just important stuff to get out there. But help me share this information because we need to wake people up to what's really happening. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
Today, the job of building this nation geographically is completed. There are no new frontiers within our borders. So, to what new horizons can we look now? Where are tomorrow's opportunities? What's ahead for you, for your children? The frontiers of the future are not on any map. They are in the test tubes and laboratories of the great industries.
The Jacobardi case was one of the great judicial moments in world history, and the public was totally unaware it was actually happening as the process was being engaged. General Electric and Professor Jacobardi went to the patent office with a little microbe that eats up oil spills. They said they had modified this microbe in the laboratory, and therefore it was an invention. The patent office, the U.S. government, took a look at this, quote, invention, and they said, no way. The patent statutes don't cover living things. This is not an invention. Turned down. Then General Electric and Dr. Jacobardi appealed to the U.S. Customs Court of Appeal. And to everyone's surprise, by a 3-2 decision, they overrode the patent office. We bring good things to life. And they said, this microbe looks more like a detergent or a reagent than a horse or a honeybee. I laughed because they didn't understand basic biology. It looked like a chemical to them. Had it had an antenna or eyes or wings or legs, it would never have crossed their table and been patented. Then the patent office appealed. And what the public should realize now is the patent office was very clear that you can't patent life. My organization provided the main amicus curiae brief. If you allow the patent on this microbe, we argued, it means that without any congressional guidance or public discussion, corporations will own the blueprints of life. When they made the decision, we lost by 5-4, and Chief Justice Warren Burger said, sure, some of these are big issues, but we think this is a small decision. 7 years later, the U.S. Patent Office issued a one-sentence decree. You can patent anything in the world that's alive except a full-birth human being.